Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, he joins us on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
Look, I'm pretty good in 23-degree air conditioning here today.
Yeah, I'm not so good in 36-degree air conditioning outside.
I was going to say, today would be a bit of a hard day for you at the nursery there.
Oh, look, it's one of those, it's honestly one of those days where I could say you'd have to be paid to do it. Yeah, I very rarely ever say that, but this would be one of those days that you just wouldn't be out there unless you were getting paid to be out there.
Well, that's true, yes, and that there's plenty of people out there who do get paid to work out in the elements every day, don't they?
And look, and I take my very wet, soggy hat off to them in this sort of weather, absolutely.
Yes, I do as well. I think they do an amazing job, and to get out there and endure the type of weather that we're having today, it takes
people on the roads, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Work out in that heat. It's not ideal.
It just takes a lot of character, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's right. And somebody has to do it, and they grit their teeth every day and trot off to work, and they do it. And as I said, my very wet, soaking hat I take off to them.
Indeed. Okay, now speaking of the hot weather, yes. today we're talking about your garden and trying to get your garden through what could be a hot summer coming up.
That's right. Well, look, I've had a few of these made up, ready between now and when we finish for the year. And I looked at this one and I thought, I couldn't get a better week to do this one. It's helping your garden survive this hot weather. And there are things you can do. There's products you can get that will help you get through this. You know, as we know, always avoid between 10 and 4. There is just no point watering between 10 and 4. It evaporates, the wind blows. It's just too hot and the plants don't get the most of it. So always avoid between 10 and 4. If you can, our sprinklers come on here in the nursery at 6 o'clock every morning, and between 6 and, say, 8 is the perfect time to saturate the ground, or between, say, 4 and 6 of an afternoon. Now, that's handy because it gets to the end of the day, but it also finishes before the sun goes down. As we know, with a lot of plants that don't like humidity, e.g. roses, it is always a good idea to do your watering before the sun goes down, because inevitably, when the sun goes down, so does the breeze, and then, of course, you just end up with a wet, soggy ground overnight, and that's not conducive to most things. Now, a point I did bring up just then is a good soak. My first point down here is don't be a wafter. And wafters are those people that go out and they stand there with the hose and they do a great job of just wetting everything down. And, of course, A, that really doesn't soak into the ground properly, and B, it makes all the roots sit on the surface, which, of course, are the first ones to dry out on the next hot day. So instead of giving everything a 5 or 10 minute just wet down, you're better off to give it a really good soak. And this, of course, includes the lawn. Give it a really good soak less often. Say, for example, an hour with a sprinkler once every 2 or 3 days is far better than a wet down every day on a hot day. All that will do is make the roots sit on the very surface, waiting for that little bit of moisture. Then, of course, that person may go away on a holiday for a week over summer. Nobody waters the lawn. When they come back, it's brown, because all it's ever relied on is that 5 or 10 minutes every afternoon, and the roots are sitting right on the very surface to suck in every little bit of moisture they can. Get those roots down. Get your garden used to just 1 or 2 good soakings a week. Then, of course, if you go away, you either get a timer and put a sprinkler on while you're away, or get a neighbour, and it's not like then they have to do it every day. They just give it a good soak twice a week, and the job will be done. Now, there's also some very good products out there to help. There's a fantastic one for the lawn, which is called Lawn soaker. Now, lawn soaker goes on the end of the hose. It does around 200 square meters. It helps the penetration of water so that it soaks in. So rather than be one of those lawns where every time it rains, the water just runs to the side and either runs down the gutter or down the driveway or down the path or just away from the lawn, lawn soaker encourages the lawn to suck all that moisture in and not waste any. It's a very, very good product. Now, they have those also for the garden called Wetter Soil, and there's another brand called Penetrate, which does exactly that, again, for the garden. It stops that runoff and helps the ground absorb every little bit of water you put on it. So on a hot day like this, you go out at the end of the day when you get home from work or just late in the afternoon, give it that good soaking. Instead of wasting part of it, it actually gets sucked in. Now, if you've got pots, the best thing you can put in pots are water crystals. Now, water crystals are like, it's like a box of little jelly crystals. And when you dig it into the ground, every time you water, they swell up like jelly. The roots attach themselves to them to use up the moisture, suck the moisture away from the crystals. They go back to crystals again until next time you water, and then they swell up again. Now, these things can last for years, going in and out, in and out, in and out, just filling up with every little bit of water that you put on them, and that will also help them from drying out in between waterings because the roots are attached to those little crystals. Another very good thing is either C-Sol or C-Max. Now, when you're planting new plants, for all those people that want to put some flowers in for Christmas or their summer vegetables, give them a couple of doses after you put them in with either C-Sol or C-Max. Now, what they do is that they help with the heat stress for new plants. So even that new flowering shrub that you want to plant in the next couple of weeks, if you give it a couple of doses of one of those two, it will stop it from getting affected by the heat for the first few weeks, and that will give it the best start you possibly can. If you've got existing plants that are just not coping and every time you look at them, they've drooped down, Yates have a fabulous product called Drought Shield. Now, Drought Shield comes in a trigger pack. It lasts for 90 days and it coats the leaves to prevent water loss in hot weather. Now, it can do this by up 50%, which means all your plants that are suffering in the really hot days, especially the windy hot days, instead of drooping down, they will stop that water loss by, as I said, up to 50% in that extreme weather. Another product that is very similar to that, that you can buy in a larger amount that you spray on yourself, is Eco Hydrate. Now, it gets its name. It's a soil wetter and a moisture attractant. The 500ml bottle can treat up to 200 square metres, so it's for bigger areas. And as the name suggests, it hydrates the soil, it improves water penetration, reduces the stress from hot, windy weather, boosts moisture retention, and it's 100% biodegradable. Now, for $26.95 for 200 square metres, if you've got an area that is really drying out in the hot weather, you couldn't want a better product to put on. Now, all these products are there to help, but you can still, as I said, do those things. Water nice and early in the morning. Do really good soakings instead of just a quick waft over the top will all help get your garden through. Now, this week, it's not going to be the only week like this between now and autumn. We're bound to get a few more. And these are just some suggestions that will help your garden get through these 3 or 4 days that we may get each time until we get another batch. I think it's supposed to be a little bit wet over the weekend, which is really, really good. That will make a huge difference. You've got to get it from now till then. And all these things are designed to help you do that without being so stressed out over it.
Okay, well, Gav, it goes to show, just listening to you there, it's important. Number one, the way that you water your plants and your garden and your lawns, that's important, and the times that you do them and the times that you shouldn't do them. And the other thing that I've taken out of today's chat is the amount of products that are in support as well. There are just so many on the market at the moment, isn't there?
Absolutely. Look, I've got three or four, maybe even five written down here of all those things that will help you get through the really, really hot, dry weather. Very good for droughts, but even when you get, they call it a heat wave, you know, 3 or 4 days of really, really hot weather, these are the things that you can always fall back on to help your garden so that it's not as stressed out, which means you won't be as stressed out as what the plants look.
And the thing about this is you've got to have some sort of a plan, and it's like anything in life, you've got to have a plan. And when it comes to your gardens and your lawns and looking after them, you've also got to have a plan, particularly with watering and the products that you're using at certain times of the year as well. Gav,
yeah, that's
now,
exactly right. I mean, gardening's supposed to be restful, not stressful.
Yeah, exactly.
But these things are designed to take the stress out of it when you get a couple of really hot, stressful days like it is at the moment.
I like that. Restful and not stressful. I like that.
That's right.
I have to use that one.
Yeah.
Next time I'm speaking to someone about gardening. All right, now, Lee Rowan's Garden World, for our listeners who may be new to the station, where can we find you?
We're at the bottom of Hillsborough Road, 381 Hillsborough Road. It's quite a long street, runs from Charlestown all the way down to Warners Bay. We're right down the Warners Bay end. We've got a cafe for those cold drinks in this weather. We've got a lovely gift shop. We've got a lovely nursery. Come down and see us 7 days a week.
And the website too, you guys have got a new website.
We do, all the W's, LeeRowans.com.
Good on you, Gav. Stay out of the heat. And we really appreciate all your tips there on how we can look after our gardens during the hotter days and the hotter months. And we look forward to catching up with you again same time next week.